I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today is my 100th episode of For the Girls. So, of course, I wanted it to be really special, but I also wanted it to be productive. And I didn't just want to do a regular topic. And I've had a bunch of you girls sending me topic ideas and whatnot on Instagram, having you vote on which ones are your favorite. So I don't know who sent this idea, but they probably sent it a couple months ago or a couple weeks ago. And when I was looking through them recently, I thought, this is the best time to have a glow up guide because we are heading into the last few months of 2023. But also, I thought, I've had the biggest glow up of my life this year of just pure peace and happiness. So I figure, let me share all the good juju with you. Let me tell you all everything I've been doing this year, everything I believe that is in order for the best glow up of all time. And part of that has to do with something else. I know I've never formally said it here, not yet, but if you follow me on TikTok, then you know. Oh my god, I can't even say it. I have a boyfriend. Yes, I do. I have a boyfriend. Oh my god, what is life? What is my life? And it's crazy because we've been seeing each other for pretty much like almost all of 2023, which is so crazy. We've been together exclusively for a few months now, which again is so crazy to say. And I've definitely had a little bit of imposter syndrome with saying it. I mean, it's also not been that long, so it's not like I was in a rush to say anything, but it is hard when you create this type of content on a daily and weekly basis. You know, I share my life. I was sharing so much about dating. So it's hard to just not say anything at all. But I've had a little bit of that imposter syndrome around saying boyfriend, girlfriend. So I've just felt really uncomfortable admitting it on For the Girls, especially because I feel like this is my true community. Like, you girls are my people. I love TikTok, I really do, but I feel like I don't know my audience as much there as I do here. Like, we don't really connect outside of my TikTok comments. A lot of my followers there don't even know I have this podcast, or they don't follow me personally on Instagram. So I feel like we only really connect on that app, whereas with this community, most of you girls DM me on Instagram, you follow me, we actually like talk to each other. I usually answer like almost all of my DMs. As long as I see it, I answer it. So I feel like it feels a little bit more personal here. That's why I'm like, oh my God, why is the pressure on so much more on the podcast? Why am I so much more comfortable admitting it to strangers? I don't know. I feel like there's just less of a relationship there, less of the intimacy there. And I did post about it on there like well over a month ago now, I think. I'm pretty sure it was like early July that I made a TikTok talking about it. So I felt like it was time, and I wanted it to be, you know, not a big deal. I didn't want it to be like a whole episode in itself, obviously. That's a little drama, but I wanted it to feel like at least a little bit of a special thing because all of you girls know me as being single. I mean, I started creating content on Instagram in 2015. So we're talking, what is that, like 8 years ago? 8 years of never, ever, ever saying or admitting or talking about a boyfriend or anything of the sort. Not to say that all of you girls have been following me since 2015, but in the past 8 years, you've come along at some point and you've only ever known me as being single. So here it is. There you have it. It's out there now. But no, we have not hard launched on Instagram. So please chill out. Because I've already been getting DMs like, when are we getting the hard launch? When are you posting a picture? We want a boyfriend reveal, blah, blah, blah. But that's phase three, okay? TikTok was phase one. And now for the girls is phase two. So no, I am not at phase three yet. Don't give me a heart attack, please. But in all seriousness, this year has been amazing. I am truly the happiest that I've ever been. He is my absolute best friend. I'm obsessed with him. Like, I'll say I'm obsessed with him. It's been hard sometimes to, you know, make my content being literally fucking obsessed with my boyfriend, because I'm putting out content for like about dating and giving single girls advice, and I don't want to do that while like lying and acting like I'm still single. So yeah, I just like had to get that out, okay? I had to get that out. Now, I feel like you can sense my anxiousness, my anxiety through the phone right now. So if you can feel it, you know, just send me a little bit of a prayer at this moment. But yeah, had to get it out. For the girls who are single and still waiting, be patient. I know it's hard. Trust me, it was hard for me too. But I believed so strongly that my man was waiting for me too. And he was. And yours is too. And he checks all my boxes. And yours will too. And I don't have to compromise on my needs or lower my standards. And you won't either. You absolutely can have it all, girls. I promise. If I can, so can you. I am not special. It took me a long, long, long time, like I said, but I wouldn't change anything about the way that I did any of it. And I am so proud of myself for never caving and for not wasting my time with guys who just clearly weren't meant for me. And because of that, because I saved so much of myself, it made everything that much more special. It really did. So if you're feeling that like loneliness wave right now, it's okay. It'll come. It'll go. I really thank you girls for always being so supportive of me and so caring with me and about me and giving me so much to look forward to during even the loneliest days of my life. It was because of you and the love that I have for this community that I never had to feel alone. So without further ado, I had a glow up, and you will too. So your inner and outer glow up guide is here. I have 40 things on this list. I let my brain just ramble. So if you want your biggest glow up guide checklist of all time, I got 40 things here for you. So let's get right into it. Firstly, and most importantly, make a vision board. If you're doing it alone, you can make it on an app called Canva. You could also get it online, like canva.com on the computer. And then whatever you make, make it your phone and computer backgrounds so you get to look at it every single day. You're constantly reminded of your vision board. I do it. I have mine on both my phone and computer screens, and every single day I am reminded of all of my desires and how important they are to me. And to kick it up a notch, if you want to make it really fun, have a vision board party with your friends and make actual boards. Like, you could get canvases or whatever, print out pictures, search on Pinterest, write out your best and most specific affirmations. Go crazy at Michael's and find all different craft things and whatnot to add to your board so you girls can have a fun night in, little girls' night in vision board party. Number two, Make feeling good a non-negotiable when it comes to your everyday health. Listen to your body when it comes to your diet, nutrition, and fitness routines. Does yoga feel good for you? Do it. Does portion control make you feel better? Do it. Do you hate lifting weights? Don't do it. Does a calorie deficit or intermittent fasting make you feel shitty? Don't do that. Do you need naps? Does your body need a nap to get through the day? Mine does. Do it. Listen to your body. If you feel like something feels right or feels good for you, incorporate it. If not, don't. Do what feels good for you and add positivity to your day every single day and stay consistent with that. And when I say do this every day and stay consistent with it, I don't mean necessarily go to yoga every day. I mean do what feels right every day. So if your body is telling you one day to stay home and rest, don't go to the gym or don't work out, then listen to it. It's not going to kill you. Number 3, have a habit tracker. This is something that we are actually working on in the Confidence Club, my coaching membership. Have at least a 21-day habit tracker with the goal and intention of extending that into months and years and ultimately lasting permanently to incorporate healthy habits in your life. And start identifying your unhealthy habits and stop doing them. Number 4, stop self-sabotaging. You don't need to protect yourself all the time. Stop running away when things get hard or when you get scared. Allow yourself to go all in on something and don't fear the outcome, rather detach from the outcome. Number 5, start implementing boundaries and stop people-pleasing. Saying no doesn't make you mean, and people-pleasing doesn't make you nice. Number 6, have signatures. Like a signature scent, your perfume, a signature hairstyle, signature wardrobe color scheme, signature makeup routine. This creates consistency in your appearance and how you feel about it. If you love a perfume, a certain one, smell like it daily, and then you're gonna love how you smell every single day. If you love a certain hairstyle, maintain it, no matter what it is. It's going to allow you to feel better every single day because you already know that you like how this certain thing looks on you. Number 7, raise your standards and stick to them. For romantic relationships, friendships, yourself, make sure that you are holding yourself and your friends to the same standards that you would hold a romantic partner to. Just do it. Make your standards requirements, not preferences. And yes, there's a big difference. If you don't get it, DM me. I'll explain it. Number 8, get outside for at least 30 minutes a day, whether it's a 30-minute walk, bike ride, go to the park, the boardwalk, spend some time in your backyard, whatever that looks like. Number 9, identify your favorite self-care habits and practice them regularly. Whether it's napping, like I said before, or taking a bath, or meditating. Meditating is a big one. Even if that's not like something you've ever done, at least give it a try. And make sure to incorporate what truly feels like self-care to you in your daily and weekly routines. Number 10, practice scripting. This is so much fun. It's like making a visualization of your dream life and making a movie script out of it. Describe your ideal reality in detail exactly as you want it to be, look like, and feel like. Act as if every single thing that you write on paper will manifest exactly as you write it, down to the color of the walls, the furniture in the house, the outfit you're wearing. Imagine that you are the director, the screenwriter, the costume designer, the creative director, and you're creating the script and the plot, and you're setting the scene of this movie, except the movie is your life. So it has to be specific. I mean, think about the show Friends. You know, they have that same set in Monica's apartment and whatnot. Like, you have to have the specific set, certain things in certain places. So examples could be, create the scene of the morning routine that you would have with your partner that you live with, or the scene of an important work meeting when you're getting promoted and whatnot, or the scene of how you would spend your ideal day on your dream vacation, whatever it is. How would you be talking to people? How would your conversations go? How would they be talking to you? Would people be calling you? Would you be in person with people? Whatever it might be, you're doing the whole thing. Number 11, invest in good skincare. Get facials or skin treatments monthly and have good products that you can use daily. The skincare brand that absolutely changed my life is a brand called DMK. Now, I have not shared that on social media because it took a little bit of time, and it's also not something that you could just buy online. I get it from my esthetician. You can't just go shop it. If a website is letting you shop it, don't get it because it's not legit. If you go on the actual DMK website, you'll see that you have to put in your zip code and find an authorized distributor. It can only be sold through them or at spas who are authorized. So it's not just found on shelves. I personally go to Peel by Pamela. She's in Union City, New Jersey. And Peel is spelled P-I-E-L. And she's amazing. Her facials using DMK have completely changed my skin in ways that I never thought possible, ways that I dreamed of, ways that I thought only Accutane would ever be able to fix, and I didn't end up going on Accutane, but I thought that I should. I thought I was going to. I struggled really bad with acne, and I tried tons of products, even really expensive products that people swore by, but it just clearly didn't work for me. So I just continued searching until somebody told me about DMK. I looked up my zip code, and Peel by Pamela was the closest one to me. So I went there, gave it a try, and I actually saw results, which has never happened to me literally ever in my years of searching for help with my skin. And aside from like acne stuff, I also just had a really amazing sculpting facial. It was lymphatic drainage, so it got all like the puffiness out of my face. It literally is like getting filler and a facelift without any needles or anything like that. It's simply just with her hands. I have a reel on Instagram and a TikTok video of it. You could find it there and you will see it was the most relaxing, amazing facial ever. And I did share the results so you could see how good it was. And that was at Graceful Skin and Body Spa in Hoboken, New Jersey. And to piggyback on that, number 12 is to have a nightly skincare routine for no makeup days and a skincare routine for makeup days. So on the regular days during the week or whatever where you don't put anything on your face, no makeup, really all you need at night is cleanser and night cream. You don't need to waste and use all your products. Save them. Unless if you need a product for acne, or maybe you have like really dark or baggy under eyes and you want to use like your eye cream, whatever, you can add those too, of course. But you really don't need to use all those expensive serums and whatnot. Save them for your weekends or when you wear makeup. So on the nights when you're taking your makeup off, you're going to have the whole routine, and make sure you cleanse your face twice. Like a full cleanse, wipe it off, and then cleanse and wipe it off again. The first cleanse will get all your makeup off, and then the second cleanse will actually clean your skin, which is like the whole point. Then you can proceed with all the other steps, your full routine to treat your skin after hours of having makeup on. Number 13, prioritize confidence in every situation. Respond and react the way your most confident self would. Handle conflict with confidence. Handle work dilemmas with confidence. Everything. Number 14, declutter your phone. Trust me, declutter that damn phone. Delete all your old texts, those people you're not talking to anymore, get rid of them. Cancel the subscriptions that you don't use. Delete and uninstall apps that you don't need. Delete all those screenshots and unnecessary photos in your photo album, and then make sure that you go to the deleted folder and clear them all out of there too. Read all your emails and delete everything that you don't need so you don't have 5,000 emails sitting there with that little notification showing that they're all unopened. That always gives me so much anxiety when I see that on people's phone. And another thing, feel free to go into your contacts and delete old phone contacts too. I do that every now and then, and it is the best thing ever. If I'm like, there's no reason I would ever need to speak to this person again, I'm just deleting their number. Ugh, it's so good. I love it. Number 15, do a little bit of personal development every single day, whatever is your preferred method. So whether that's listening to a podcast like For the Girls or whatever it is that you enjoy, or whether that be reading a mindset book, doesn't matter, even if it's just for half an hour, just get your brain going a little bit on some positivity and personal development as much as you possibly can every single day. Number 16, have a to-do list every day and add everything to it, no matter what it is, no matter how long the list is, but only make a few of the tasks on there be your non-negotiables. Whatever is the most urgent and the most important that has to get done right now. And when I say put everything on there, I'm talking, I put my laundry, I put my grocery shopping, I put every single thing on my to-do list, from work and professional stuff to personal stuff. Now, if you get through everything on that list, great. You'll have a new list each and every day, so that's amazing for you. But I personally don't. That's why I add every single thing and I make certain things my non-negotiables that absolutely have to get done. And with those, you cannot sleep until those specific tasks are done. And then whatever is left on your list becomes your non-negotiables for tomorrow. So for example, say I have 5 things on my to-do list, and 1, 2, and 3 are my non-negotiables. I have to get them done today. And then after that, if I don't get to number 4 and 5, what was 4 and 5 today becomes numbers 1 and 2 tomorrow as my top 2 non-negotiables. So now those absolutely have to get done. And then you could start to add whatever else you need after that to your to-do list. Number 17. Work on your internal self-awareness and stay true to it in your external self-awareness. Start practicing this now. Get really, really clear on your values, morals, beliefs, your true emotions, your needs and desires, which is all your internal self-awareness. And then pay attention to how that those things affect your behaviors and actions, whether it's remaining true to yourself, or on the contrary, are you people-pleasing and conforming to other people and their desires or even societal standards? And all of that is your external self-awareness. Number 18, wake up and go to sleep earlier. The earlier you can start your day, the earlier you can end it. Spend your evenings relaxing and winding down to de-stress. Number 19, make a little chart in your journal, and on one side, write down what your limiting beliefs are, list them all out, and then on that journal entry alongside them, on the other side of the chart, transform them and write out how you're working on them, how you can improve it, and the progress that you have already made in this area. Number 20 is to make your bed every morning. And to piggyback on that, number 21 is to declutter and clean your space daily. Go through the room. If you want to go even further, go into the kitchen and the other rooms. Just tidy up everything as much as possible so that you're not walking into your room to all your clothes on the floor, or you're not going out and seeing piles of mail and things building up on the dining room table. Number 22, practice 5 minutes of gratitude every single day. You can make mental notes, but I think journaling is the best way to spend those minutes. So jot everything down and write about what you woke up feeling grateful for today. Number 23, pick up a new hobby that you can do at least once a week. Number 24, make realistic short-term goals instead of 5-year goals and break them down into small action steps. So I'm going to give you an example with something as simple as what you would put on your to-do list. So say that your goal on your to-do list was to clean your bedroom. Don't just write it on that list as clean my room. Bullet point it instead step by step of all the little action steps. Wash my sheets, clean the windows, vacuum the floor, empty out my nightstand junk drawer, hang up my clothes in the closet. You see what I mean? So seeing your goals as action steps makes them way more tangible and easier to check off of your to-do list than the one big goal. So I gave you a little example, but I could give you a big one as well. So say that one of your big goals is to save $50,000. You want to break it down by things like this. Save 30% of each paycheck. Save on food by limiting myself to cooking every day and only going out and ordering on the weekends. Or saving money on clothes by only going shopping once per season or once per weather change rather than multiple times a year. So realistic goals look like that, even though they might be the same thing as the big goal. If the big goal is saving $50,000, you might get overwhelmed by just looking at that one big thing. So the action steps make it a lot more tangible. Number 25, change all of your affirmations from general to specific. Instead of just saying, I'm strong, reframe and reword your affirmations to explain why and how you're strong and how you've used your strength. Number 26, live mindfully and think before you speak instead of living on autopilot mode where you just react or respond without considering your options first. This will help in conflict or confrontation or even just generally improve your communication skills. Number 27, clean up your following list. Unfollow everyone or anything that doesn't inspire you or make you feel good about yourself. And don't worry what people think. Let them unfollow you back. Who cares? Anything that doesn't make sense for you to keep following is not worth consuming. It's so important that we consume content that is good for our mental health rather than something that can take a negative toll on us. And you can also even just go ahead and check who's not following you and unfollow them back. Bye. Number 28, prioritize balance. Make time for everything, okay? It's 2023. You don't have to choose. Make sure you have time for fun, love, work, hobbies, health, fitness, family, and whatever else brings you peace. Number 29, pay off as much debt as possible. Credit cards, student loans, whatever. Little by little, get those bills down. Number 30, read fiction books. Easy, light reads, romance, thriller, whatever it is that can take your mind off of reality for a little bit. Lose yourself in a book. It's so much fun and so good for you. And it's way more mentally stimulating than most things you will be doing on a regular basis. Follow the 80-20 rule when it comes to food and your personal diet. So 80% of the time, eat cleaner or healthy, and 20% of the time, go for it with whatever you want. And the same thing with dining in versus out. 80% of the time, cook for yourself with your own ingredients, and 20% of the time, go out to eat or order takeout. Number 32, keep your hair clean as much as you possibly can. And slick it back in a bun or a pony with hairspray and gel on the days when it's not clean. I'm not saying that you need a fresh blowout daily, but when it starts to look greasy and oily, if it's not clean, just slick it back and try not to go out with your hair down looking dirty and greasy. Number 33, try something new that you've never done before, even if you don't stick to it, like learning a language or taking a dance class or a pottery class, or rollerblading, anything that you've ever maybe been a little bit curious about. You might discover that you hate it and you don't continue it even more than once, but at least be willing to get out of your comfort zone to simply just give it a try. Number 34, identify your negative beliefs and challenge them. Literally combat your negative thoughts in that exact moment. Look for the proof that your negative belief is true. You won't find it. You will not find proof that your negative thoughts are true anywhere because they're not. They're not true. So catch yourself and stop yourself in that moment. And to piggyback on that one, number 35 is to pay attention to the words you speak out loud too. Stop criticizing yourself, Stop telling people, oh, I'm fat, I'm ugly. Stop getting mad at yourself and beating yourself up over mistakes. Oh my God, I'm so dumb. Oh my God, I fucked up. Oh my God, I can't believe I did that. Stop talking bad about your body. The same way that you're going to stop yourself when you get negative thoughts internally, you're doing the same thing with your negative words that you're speaking out loud to. Number 36, clean out your closet of clothes that you're not going to wear and your makeup drawers and bags of makeup that you're never going to use. This was so refreshing for me. I actually just recently threw out all of the stuff that was wasting away at the bottom of my makeup bag and just honestly making the bag gross. And I always sell my clothes from my closet, which you can actually shop it on my Instagram, which is at Victoria Alario Closet. And you can take some of it off my hands because I am selling plenty of it. Number 37, change your pillowcases to silk instead of cotton. It is so much better for your hair and skin. It's great for preventing acne and it helps you wake up with silkier hair. And additionally, change your sheets and pillowcases regularly in general. Keep them clean weekly, make sure you're doing that, but when they've run its course, change it up. Number 38, have the smoothest skin ever by lotioning and moisturizing it every single day or night, whatever. Trust me on this. I am known for having baby, soft, smooth skin. Anyone and everyone who's ever touched my hands, touched my arm, my leg is like, how is your skin so soft? And I have always done that. I've always lotioned, always moisturized. And if you want to kick it up a notch, because this also helps a ton, I highly recommend laser hair removal so you're not always shaving. You're not always having like hair prickles and whatnot. I get my laser hair removal done at Attain Med Spa in Hoboken, New Jersey, and they are amazing. I have had so many different lasers done because I've moved a lot. So I've had it done on Staten Island, in Tampa, in Miami. Trust me when I say Attain Med Spa's laser is the only one that is not painful. It is truly painless, okay? It's an investment, but theirs is so worth it. And they also have a new location in Charleston. So if you're in that area, South Carolina, whatever's around, I highly recommend going. If you can't go to the one in Hoboken, you gotta check it out there. Your skin will be so, so, so soft and smooth 24/7. Thank me later. Number 39, spend more time with your family. It is limited more than we know. Don't take any of it for granted and do it as much as you possibly can. And last but not least, number 40, invest in your personal development journey or your mental health journey. As you all know, of course, I am a coach for women and I love when listeners of For the Girls become clients. I do have two options of working with me right now and I think you girls would absolutely love the Confidence Club. It's so much fun. But if I am not your cup of tea, if you don't want to work with me, there's plenty of other coaches out there as well as therapists of all different sorts. I've had my own for years and my life just keeps getting better and better and more aligned with her help. I can definitely promise you, you will never regret investing in yourself. And that is all we have for today, girls. Thank you so, so, so much for being on this journey with me for 100 episodes. If there are any of you who have listened to all 100 episodes, please DM me and let me know. I don't know if there's people who are like super new here or have only heard a few, but I have some favorite episodes out there that are like maybe more underrated or not as listened to. And I'm like, damn, I really liked that topic or whatever else. So I'm curious who are my girls who have listened to every single episode, even the flops. So DM me and let me know. But I am just so thankful for you girls, for supporting For the Girls and for listening and interacting and sending your ideas and topics that you would like to hear and sending your the scenarios that you need advice on. Of course, my Dear Victoria segment, you can email me at victoria.forthegirlspodcast@gmail.com. And yeah, here's to another 100 episodes. Until next time, girls. I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalario.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalario.com.